Cougars in those road black, trimmed in white with white lettering on the jerseys. And we are just about set to go. The fourth game on the evening, Izard County trying to make it a clean sweep. They won the first three, junior girls and junior boys, and then senior girls. But that was a fight in that senior girls contest. That could have went either way. We'll get the starters here as they get set to take the floor. First player out is Cash Arnhart, excuse me, number zero. He is the first player introduced to the crowd. Good basketball player. So most of these Cougars we've seen here over the last couple of the years. Next out is number 12. That is Kaysen Black. Number 41, the big guy, and I mean big, Robbins. That is Sebastian Robbins, about 7 foot out there. He looks like at least a 7-footer. Next out is number three. And the lights go off and I can't read my paper. So we'll get those for you after the Bears are introduced to the crowd. And we don't have to see the paper to know the Bears. We've seen them enough this year that we know all of them. Colton Boddy, number 12, the first player out. Next out, number 35, the junior, Aiden Matheny. The Bears, a lot of seniors here on this starting lineup. Braxton Steed wears number 34. Number 24 is Gavin Vandiver. And next out, number 22 is Caleb Michaels. Michaels listed at 6'6", and he comes up to the neck of Robbins. Robbins has got to be, if he's not 7 foot, he's 6'11". He's a tall young man. We are set to go. Referee will step in, the ball in the air, the tip is controlled. Michael's got a hand on it, but it ended up in the hands of the Cougars. And again, we're going to try to get the names of these players. Black over to number three, and that is Spray. Spray couldn't get it to go, and the Bears get the rebound. Michaels chased it down. He'll give it off to Braxton Sneed. Braxton on the dribble. Picks up the dribble. Comes out to Matheny. Aiden over to Boddy. Colton back out to Caleb Michaels. They swing it around the outside. Good quick ball movement to the basket. Caleb Michaels with a strong cut to the basket. Got that one up in a hurry before Robbins could react to try to block it. Inbound play. For the Cougars. Cougars trying to work it inside. They'll kick it back out. Arnhart for three. That's no good. And Matheny will pull down the rebound. Bears, they'll walk it up the floor here. Don't want to get in a running gun contest here with these Cougars. Cougars ranked number three in the state in Class 2A. Matheny on the dribble. Hands off the body. Colton trying to lob it inside. Ball's knocked loose, picked up by Arnhart. Arnhart up the floor, the shot off the top of the backboard. No good, that was Yancey that couldn't get it to go. Cade Yancey, and the Bears head the other way. Said, trying to get these starters on the run here. They turned the lights out on me when we was trying to read them. Matheny for three, it's on the way, off the rim, no good. And we got a pushing foul called on Vandiver. Vandiver trying to get free underneath, called for the shove. So it will be Cougar basketball. Arnhart brings it into the front court. He'll give it to Yancey on the left wing. Back out top of the key. They work it in, high post. Back out to Arnhart. He'll fire for three. And he won't miss many of those open threes. And the Cougars with their first lead, they lead it 3-2. Braxton Sneed on the dribble, brings it into the front court, looks for the screen from Vandiver. Picks up his dribble now, needing help. Comes out to Matheny. Matheny, couple of dribbles, works it over to Michaels. Caleb back out to Colton Boddy. Colton back over to Sneed. Sneed underneath, nice play into Michaels, and Michaels will power it up and in. Kayla Michaels so far taking it right at the big guy underneath. He's got a couple of easy layups. He got 4 points. Bears on top, 4-3. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Steve Robbins with the rebound. Back out. They swing it around and trying again to check all these numbers. Here as we go. Arnhart to Black. Black down the lane all the way to basket. He'll put it up and in. Nice play by Caden Black. Now the Cougars lead by one. This game going back and forth here early. We've played about 3 minutes with the basketball and a steal by the Cougars. Cougars all the way to basket. Number three, Spray, puts it up and in. And Isser County now with a three-point lead, biggest lead of the game for either team. Of course, we're just underway. We played 3.5 minutes. Braxton Sneed gives it off to Colton Boddy. Colton looking for help, still looking. Got to find somebody, gets to Matheny out at the circle. Back out to Sneed. Sneed waiting for the screen, gets it. Has Robbins on him now, goes around Robbins, puts it up, and gets it to go. Tough shot. He took it underneath the arms of the seven-footer, and it's back to a one-point ball game, 7-6. With a basketball, three-pointer by Arnhart is good. That kid can really shoot. He's hit 2 threes, has 6 points, and the Bears now with the inbound. Colton Boddy trying to get free. Spinning away from the defender, takes it into the front court. Gets the screen, picks up his dribble, needs help, comes out to Matheny. Aiden off to Sneed. 10-6, Isser County with the lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. And we're going to have a out of bounds off of Mammoth Spring. It is physical in there. You better be ready for contact when you get in the game. The big man Robbins out now as number 21 checks in, and that is, I believe, Talbert. Having trouble reading the writing here of these of the coach. Number 21, Benjamin Talbert. With the basketball, Cougars, Black, back out to Arnhart. He's going to fire another three, and he's going to make another three. Arnhart's already hit 3 threes, has 9 points. And the Cougars' lead is out to 7. Braxton Sneed gets the screen. He'll cross half court, gives it to Nicholson, who just checked in. Nicholson in for Colton Boddy. Gives it off to Matheny. Matheny back over to Sneed. To Nicholson. Nicholson drives into the lane and had it taken away, and they called him for a travel. Travel called. It'll go back to Isser County. We just did the Lady Bears game. The Bears and the Cougars here. Arnhart, they got to get out on him. They go inside with the basketball. They'll come back out now. Black with it. Black on the baseline, looking inside, out to Arnhart. 30-footer is on the way. It's off the rim, no good, and Michaels gets the rebound. And they're going to get a foul on number 21, Talbert. Good box out there by Nicholson. Rice fighting hard inside against a much bigger player. Bears running, they're trying to run and get free here, and the referee still hadn't handed the ball yet to Nicholson. Now Sneed will bring it up the floor. Braxton on the dribble, picks up his dribble, gives it off to Matheny. Matheny had it knocked away, out of bounds, touch last by Isser County. Down to 2:15 to play first quarter. Isser County with a 7-point lead, 13-6. Inbound play to Nicholson. Nicholson off to Sneed, around to Matheny. He's going to fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Michaels with a rebound. Michaels powers it back up and in. Caleb strong inside. The big 6'6 senior for Mammoth Spring. Flexing his muscle there a little bit as he went up with that ball. Arnhart gives it to Black. Black, they swing it around into the corner. To the basket. Shot up, no good. Rebound Michaels. That shot missed by Spray. Nicholson on the dribble. Crosses half court. Nicholson looking to get free here from the defender. drives into the corner. He needs help now. Needing someone, finds Matheny. Matheny across to Snead. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Snead gets the screen, now goes to the basket. Shot up is long and taken down by Arnhart. Arnhart, nice pass from Arnhart over to Spray for an easy two. Good look away pass there from Cash Arnhart. And it's a 7-point lead again, 15-8. With the basketball, Braxton Snead will hand off to Nicholson. Rice looking inside, comes back out to Snead. Snead down the lane, puts the shot up, can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by Black. To Arnhart. Arnhart back outside to Spray, and Spray's going to be fouled by Braxton Snead. Braxton Snead called for his first. Colton Boddy going to check back in. Rice Nicholson will come back to the bench. Inbound play here. Black. Cade Black will inbound the basketball and get it in, and they'll set it up. Yancey gave it back out to Arnhart. Arnhart around the number 25 who's checked in. That's Xander McCandless. McCallis with the basketball. Yancey pulls up for the jumper. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, and Colton Boddy has it. 20 seconds left here in the quarter. Bears look like they're going to go for the final shot of the quarter. Almost a steal by McCallis as he shot into the passing lane, knocked it out of bounds on the sideline. Inbound play here for Colton Boddy. Colton looking to trigger the ball in and does. 14.8 left in the quarter. Shot clock is off. Snead gets the screen. Driving, pull-up jumper in the lane is no good. Rebound pulled down, and the shot at the buzzer. Ooh, off the rim. That almost went in. Your score at the end of one, Isser County leads Mammoth Spring 15-8. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Bears will have the ball to start the second quarter. They are down 7, 15-8. Bears back out on the floor. Nicholson is back out there. He's there with Matheny, Braxton Snead, Caleb Michaels, and Gavin Vandiver. Right now, Michaels leading them in scoring. He has 6 of their 8. Braxton Snead in the lane. Pass over to Michaels, and it hit Caleb right in the face. Goes back the other way. Arnhart with the basketball. You got to get out on him. He will shoot it from half court with the basketball. Arnhart on the left wing. Cross court pass is stolen by Vandiver. Gavin to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. Nice move by Vandiver as he reversed it on the other side of the basket. I know he wanted to dunk it as he went down. He was slamming them in pregame. The Cougars with the basketball. Arnhart for 3. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. They swing it back out. Three-pointer on the way by McCallis. No good. And Robbins lost the ball. Taken away by Vandiver. Bears down 5 here with the basketball. Rice Nicholson. Nicholson gets the screen. Picks up the ball. Gives it off to Snead. Around to Matheny. Long three-pointer. That's in and out, no good. Nicholson with a rebound, but he stepped on the end line. So Bears give it right back to the Cougars. Good effort, though, there. Rice got the offensive rebound, just couldn't keep his feet in bounds down there. Back the other way, Cade Black. That's Kaysen Black, excuse me. With the basketball, Arnhart. Arnhart lobs it into Robbins. Robbins had it knocked away. And now we're getting a jump ball. And Rice Nicholson in there tied him up before he could get the ball up. And they called the jump ball. And Coach McCandless on the far end of the floor said, wait a minute. He didn't think the arrow was pointing the right direction. And he's asking him about it. And they did point the wrong direction. It is Black basketball. I thought Mammoth Spring had it here to start this second quarter, and we're just underway in the second quarter. So it is Issa County basketball. They'll bring it in. Outside, they give it to number three, Spray. Over to Black. He'll fire for three, and he'll make three. Kaysen Black now with 5 points, and the lead's back out to eight now. Inbound play, full court pressure here from the Issa County Cougars. Rice Nicholson up the floor to Matheny. Aiden with the basketball, gives it out to Snead. Braxton looking inside to Michaels, back over to Matheny. Matheny underneath to Michaels. Michaels turns, puts the ball up, can't get it to go. Vanderver though with a rebound, and he's going to draw a foul. The two bigs for Mammoth Spring really working hard inside, Gavin Vanderver and Caleb Michaels. That shot for Caleb just rolled off the edge of the rim, and Gavin was right there to grab it, but someone was hanging on his arm. Inbound play here, Nicholson will throw the ball in to Matheny. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Pass underneath, trying to work it into Michaels, and it's just out of his reach and out of bounds. Hard to sneak that ball through there with all those arms reaching in the middle of the lane. 18-10, 5:41 left first half with a basketball. Yancey out to Arnhart. Arnhart swings it around. Yancey for three. That's no good. Rebound by Braxton Snead. And he'll turn and walk it up the floor. Braxton crosses half court. Gives it over to Nicholson on the wing. Nicholson picks up his dribble, needs help. To Matheny, back to Nicholson. Rice down the lane to Michaels. His shot was blocked. Blocked again, and the Bear fans wanted a foul. But it looked like a clean block on the first one. The second one was a little bit more contact. Shot on the way is no good, and we're going to have a follow and a foul. Robbins went flying in, got the rebound, drew the foul as he tried to put it back in. He'll go to the free throw line. Robbins at the line, that foul on number 22, Caleb Michaels, his first. Shot on the way, is off the back of the rim, no good. 4:59 left in the half. Issa County leading by eight, 18-10. Second one is on the way, and it's good. So Robbins with his first point. And we got a timeout called by Coach McCandless. 19-10, Mammoth Spring trails by nine, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Bears will have the ball. Again, looking at this full court press here from the Issa County Cougars. Rice Nicholson with the basketball. Dribbles into a double team, hands it off to Matheny. Back out to Snead. Bears did a good job there breaking the press. Braxton Snead to Matheny. Matheny, top of the key, down the lane. Pass underneath. Beautiful pass into Vanderver for a wide open layup. That was a nice play by Aiden Matheny. And a good hard move to the basket there by Gavin Vandenberg. Arnhart, crossover dribble. He's hit three threes. Black will pull up for the jumper. That's no good. Rebound by Nicholson. Bears down seven, a chance to get a little closer this trip down. Hanging tough here, just down seven to the number three ranked team in the state of Arkansas. Matheny for three. It's on the way. It's good. Aiden Matheny found the bottom of the net. He's got three, and now it's a four-point ball game, 19-15. Cougars with the basketball. Looking inside. Spray has it. Back out to Black. Black inside to Arnhart. Arnhart cut off. He'll kick it back out. Shot on the way. Three-pointer is good by Spray. Bears played good defense right up into the final second there, and they found Spray open for the three. Bears got to get across half court, and they do. Snead with it. Seven-point ball game, 22-15. Nicholson has it. Rice holding on to the basketball here. Gives it over to Matheny. Aiden. Over to Nicholson. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound. Caleb Michaels had it and lost it out of bounds. Caleb was looking up to see where he was going to go with it. He was going to try to power that one up and just lost the handle a little bit. Black with the basketball outside. That is Kaysen Black. Arnhart now down the lane. Off to Black. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Talbert. So Bears get the ball back. Again, looking at full court pressure. With 2:47 left to play in the half, it is a 7-point Isser County lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Good screen there by Vandiver to free up Snead to get across half court. Braxton backs it back out, the senior looking for help. Now it's going to take it into the lane. Spin move, puts the shot up, couldn't get it to go, but drew the foul. Braxton Snead with a strong move to the basket. He'll draw the foul and go to the line. That foul on Kaysen Black, his first. Braxton Snead at the line knocks down the first. He's got 3 points. Caleb Michaels leading the way with six. Vandiver has four. Timeout taken by the Bears. It's a 6-point. Isser County lead 22-16. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School in the timeout. Bears trailing by six now, 22-16. And Braxton Snead is at the free throw line. He made the first one in a two-shot foul here. A chance to make it a five-point ball game. The Cougars have led by as many as nine in this. Bears, though, fighting back here. Cut it down to six. Can make it five here with a free throw. Shot is on the way, and it is good. Braxton Snead now with 3 points, or excuse me, 4 points. And the lead is down to five at 22-17. Arnhart outside. Cash trying to get free, gives it over to Spray. He'll fire for three, that's no good. And Vandiver again high for the rebound. Gavin Vandiver will give it off to Snead, and Snead brings it up the floor. He'll hand off to Nicholson. Rice on the dribble, looking for help. Drives in, now backs it back out. Got to get the ball moving here. Off to Matheny, down to 14 on the shot clock. And the pass is almost stolen and then is. And knocked away out of bounds, touch last by Arnhart. So it will be Bear basketball, and they reset the shot clock. And the players signaling to the referees. The clock did reset there. And it was down under 10, and they reset it. Now they've got it back to 16. Inbound play here. Sneed with it. Braxton with the basketball out front. He has Kaysen Black on him. Gives it around to Matheny. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Out to Sneed. He's going to fire for three. It's good. Braxton Sneed with a big three-pointer. Makes it a two-point Isser County lead. Bears fighting hard here. Trailing by two with 1:22 left in the half. Arnhart outside. Drives down the right side of the lane. Holds up. Kicks it back out. Yancey drives in. He's cut off by Vandiver. Back out to Black, down the lane. Pass underneath is slapped away, picked up by the Cougars. Arnhart wide open, nobody jumped out on him, and you cannot leave him open. He's hit four threes down, has 12 points. Bears have to inbound. With a basketball, Sneed. It's a five-point Cougar lead. Bears had cut it to two before Arnhart knocked down another big three. Rice Nicholson. Trying to go inside, and the ball is stolen by the Cougars. Another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Quickly back the other way. Spray all the way to the basket for two and a foul. Spray now with 9 points. And he can become the second Cougar in double figures already. Arnhart has 12 to lead the way. And that pushes the lead back out to seven. At the line. Spray sets for the free throw. It's on the way, and it is good. Spray has 10. Bears will inbound. Matheny with it. Gives it off to Nicholson. Down to 28 seconds. The shot clock is off here. Nicholson is trapped. Needs help. Finds Matheny. Matheny had the ball stolen. Yancey with it. All the way to the basket. And what a block. Oh, they're going to call a goaltend. I don't know. Gavin Vandiver come flying in. Inbound play here. It's a 10-point lead now. Nicholson trying to get free. Picks up his dribble. He needs help. Pass up the floor and another turnover. No, they said touch last by the Cougars. Bears having some problems here with this pressure. 6.9 to play in the half. Bears to inbound, looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Sneed. Sneed into the lane, puts it up, can't get it to go. Gavin Vander with a strong rebound. And they said he stepped out of bounds. Gavin come flying in for that rebound. Got a foot over the line down there, and it'll go back to the Cougars with .1. And trying to throw the lob and couldn't get it to go. So at the end of the half, your score, 30-20. Isser County leads it by 10. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favorites, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favorites, call your local Farm Bureau insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favorites.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt. and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. At the half, the Cougars leading the Bears 30-20. We'll take a look at the scoring. The Cougars have two players in double figures, led by Cash Earnhardt. Cash has hit 4 3-pointers. He's got 12 points. 10 points for Cade Spray. I believe that's right. Don't want to make a mistake. I'm trying to read the writing here of the Gabe Spray of the coaches. The coaches wrote in these players for me. He has 10 points. 4 points for Kaysen Black, and then 2 points for Cade Yancey, 1 point for Sebastian Robbins. The Bears in that first half were led by Braxton Sneed. Braxton had 7. 6 points for Caleb Michaels. All those came early in that first quarter. 4 points for Gavin Vandiver, and 3 points for Aiden Matheny. That's the scoring for both teams. No real foul trouble on either side. This game was close all the way, hard fought. It was a 2-point game at 22-20, but the Cougars scored the last 8 points of the first half to take this 10-point lead at 30-20. I want to say thank you again to our boosters for Bear Basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home in Theron Alton, Forstler's in Theron Ash Flat, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Theron Alton, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Langley Animal Clinic, Cooper Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Penny Lane Accounting, Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466. Those are your boosters for Bear Basketball. We'll take another break. We'll have more here on the Hill in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Bears and Cougars are back out of the locker room. They are getting warmed up and ready to go here with our second half of play. Good close game through most of that first half. Just there in the final 2 minutes, the Cougars went on a 8-0 run to build a 10-point halftime lead at 30-20. Cash Earnhardt has been on fire. He's hit 4 3-pointers to lead the Cougars in scoring for the Bears. Braxton Sneed with 7 leads the way. And then the two big men for Mammoth Spring, Michaels and Vandiver, combined for 10 points, 6 for Michaels, 4 for Vandiver. And it has been a good ball game. Like I said, Bears plenty of time to get back in this one. They just got to get back to what they were doing there through that first quarter and early part of the second quarter, and they'll be fine. They'll run the final 30 seconds off the clock. Bears will come back out with their starters. That is Gavin Vandiver, Braxton Sneed, Caleb Michaels, Aiden Matheny, and Colton Boddy. And I believe Bears will have the basketball as we start this second half. For the Cougars, they also come back out with their starters. It'll be Earnhardt along with Yancey, Black, Spray, and Roberts. Inbound play now. Braxton Sneed with the basketball, guarded by Kaysen Black out front. Braxton on the dribble. Just about lost it. Goes back, picks it up. He needs help. Finds Vandiver. Vandiver out to Colton Boddy, and Colton traveled. Turnover on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Boddy turns it over, and it'll go back to the Cougars, leading by 10. Chance to build on this double-digit lead. Earnhardt in no hurry as he walks across half court. On the dribble, picked up by Michaels. Hands off to Black. Black back door to Spray. He puts it up and in. Nice play by the Cougars. Spray now with 12. He has 12 and Earnhardt 12 to lead the Cougars in scoring. Braxton Sneed out front. Takes the ball down the lane, spins, puts the shot up on the run, no good. Rebound by Roberts. Quickly up the floor, almost a steal by Matheny, and now it is stolen, taken by Michaels. Braxton with the basketball, he'll cross half court. Gives it on the wing to Matheny, underneath to Michaels, and Michaels is fouled. Foul's gonna be called on Cade Yancey. Number one, and I believe that's his first. It is. Colton Boddy to inbound, brings it in to Michaels, out to Sneed, off to Matheny. Matheny with the basketball, had it knocked away, gives it over to Colton Boddy. Colton, back to Matheny, back to Boddy, inside to Vandiver. He tried to save it back in, he's gonna throw it all the way down the court and out of bounds. Well, it didn't quite make it out of bounds. Matheny ran it down. But it'll be a turnover just the same. So it will be Cougar basketball leading by 12, 32-20. 6:35 left to play, third quarter. Cougars now on a nice pass underneath. Spray with two more. He's got 14, and they are on a 12-0 run since the game was a two-point ball game at 22-20. That's Dayton back to the first half. With the basketball, Colton Boddy off to Matheny. Matheny thought about the three. Sneed will take the three. It's good. And they needed that. Braxton with a three-pointer. He's in double figures now with 10. It's back down to an 11-point ball game. Now the Bears need a couple of stops. With the basketball, Earnhardt needs somebody to come get it. He gets it back now. Over to Spray. Spray. And we got a whistle and a foul inside. Actually, I think they're going to call the 3 seconds on Robbins in the lane. So Bears will get the ball. On the turnover, a chance to get it back into single digits here. Trailing 34-23. Braxton Snead on the dribble, trying to get free. Gets away from the defender, puts it up on the run, can't get it to go. Rebound and put back by Gavin Vandiver. Good strong rebound inside quickly. Arnhart right back. He fakes the drive, pulls up for three. That's on the way, no good. And Michaels rips down the rebound. So Bears back to within nine, can get a little closer here as they bring it back up the floor. Colton Boddy with it. Colton with Yancey on him, gives it off to Matheny. He had it slapped away, gets it back. Out to Snead. Snead back to Matheny. Three-pointer on the way. That's off the rim, no good. Robbins pulls down the rebound. Off to Arnhart. Arnhart drives in. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Spray. Now back up to Arnhart. Bears really scrambling here, trying to get a stop, and they get a steal. Colton Boddy with the basketball. They'll put it in the hands of the senior, Snead. Now off to Matheny. Matheny with the basketball, gives it to Boddy. Colton gets a screen from Michaels. Back out to Snead. Snead had it slapped away and stolen by Kaysen Black. Kaysen Black will back it back out. Now going to drive it baseline. All the way in, puts the shot up. And we're going to get a foul called, I believe, on Colton Boddy. They did call it on Colton. Inbound play here now for the Cougars. For Colton, that's his first. Inbound to Robbins. Back out. Three-pointer on the way. Is good for Spray. Spray really starting to heat up. He's got 17 now, and the lead is 12. Caleb Michaels trying to throw it over to Vandiver, and Vandiver was looking down, didn't see it. And it goes right behind him and out of bounds. So an unforced turnover there on the Bears. With the basketball, Arnhart takes the inbound. Gives it in the corner to Spray. Spray looking inside, back out to Arnhart. They swing it around the outside. Oh, shot on the way. Three-pointer is good for Yancey. Almost seen a bad accident here while we was watching the game. Young man headed down the bleachers and tripped and fell. Luckily was caught by the fans below him. Aiden Matheny with the basketball. Aiden pull-up jumper, had it blocked. Michaels had the rebound and then got fouled. Spray couldn't believe it. He said, what did I do? It is a 15-point. Isser County lead now at 40-25. Rice Nicholson back in. Colton Boddy will get another breather. Rice slaps the ball. Underneath, they'll give it in to Michaels for two. Caleb now with 8 points on a nice inbound play. You can probably hear Coach Cooper in the background saying, there it is, there it is, give it to him. He saw him cutting to the basket. Arnhart with the basketball, pulls up for the jumper. That's no good. Robbins with the rebound. I think he just reached up and grabbed it, didn't really even have to jump. With the basketball, they swing it around. Three-pointer is on the way. It is good. Now Yancey is starting to warm up. That's his second three here in the last few minutes. He's got 8. Quickly back the other way, and a steal by Yancey. Up the floor to Black underneath the Arnhart. And that's going to be a goaltending. Gavin Vandiver went up and just slapped that one right off the top of the rim. Bears with the basketball. They trail now by 18. Underneath, Matheny out to Snead. Snead to the basket, puts it up and draws the foul. Braxton Snead will go back to the free throw line. 45-27. It is an 18-point lead. Since the game was a 2-point ball game at 22 to 20. The Cougars had outscored the Bears 23 to 5 right before that free throw by Sneak. Second one is on the way, and it's good. He makes them both. Braxton now with 12 points. 2:19 left, third quarter. Arnhart across half court on the dribble. He looks to Coach McCandless for the call. Gives it on the wing to Black. Back out to Spray. Spray over to Arnhart. Arnhart thought about the three, didn't take it. Drove to the basket, made the basket, but the foul was on the floor. So the bucket's not going to count. Foul on the floor on Rice Nicholson. For Rice, that's his first. Hasn't been a lot of fouls. They've let him play. Black with it, goes back in to Spray. Out to Yancey, who's hit a couple of threes here in the third. With the basketball, Arnhart around to Spray. He goes baseline, his pass underneath, knocked away. Picked up by Vandiver and then stolen by Arnhart. Out to Yancey for three, it's good. Yancey's starting to heat up now. He's in double figures with 11. And the lead is up to 19. With a basketball, Matheny drives in. His shot is blocked by Robbins. Saved back in to Snead. Snead with the basketball, and he's going to have it blocked, but there's a foul called. Robbins had the block, but someone reached in and fouled him, I think, before that. And Braxton will go to the line. That foul on Spray is his third. So a little foul trouble now. But it is a 19-point lead. Make it 18 as Braxton knocks down another free throw. He's got 13. Snead will set for the second. It's on the way, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Spray. He'll push the ball up the floor. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer by Yancey, no good. Fight for the rebound. Good box out there by Michaels. Snead with it. Snead to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, and the rebound pulled down by the Cougars. Arnhart with it out front. Down to a minute to play third quarter. Arnhart to the basket. Kicks it out and threw it up into the bleachers. Fourth row up. Coming in the ball game now, number 21, Talbert. That's Benjamin Talbert. He'll come in, and Robbins will sit out. Bears will inbound here, trailing by 18, 48 to 30. Bears set to inbound, looking, still looking. They're going to bring it into Michaels. Back to Nicholson. Nicholson takes it across half court on the dribble. Off to Michaels. Michaels puts it up, puts it in. Caleb now in double figures with 10. Good play by Rice Nicholson. He found the trailer, Caleb Michaels, for the easy two. Down to a 16-point ball game, 48-32. Bears still fighting here, still plenty of time. Yancey goes inside. The ball's loose on the floor and going to be picked up by Vandiver, and a jump ball's going to be called. It'll belong to the Bears. Well, the arrow's pointing to the Bears, but the referee says Cougars. I guess they changed that in a hurry. They flipped the arrow quickly before I looked up. Inbound play. Arnhart. Arnhart's going to pull for three. That's on the way. That's no good. And Vandiver rips down another rebound. He'll give it to Snead. Down to 13 seconds to play here in the third. Bears going to play for the final shot of the quarter. Snead trying to get free, still trying. Spins in, is stolen by Black. Black, pull-up jumper from three, no good. Your score at the end of three quarters, 48-32, Izard County leads Mammoth Spring. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Bears trailing by 16, 48-32. They'll have the ball to start this fourth quarter. And it is the same five that left the floor. It will be Nicholson along with Snead, Michaels, Vandiver, and Matheny. Snead has the basketball, gives it off to Nicholson. Rice on the drive, had it knocked away. It's picked up by Matheny. Underneath to Michaels. Michaels turns, comes back out, and the pass is stolen by Yancey. Yancey all the way to the basket, and it is spiked by Matheny, and they called the foul. Bears fans didn't like that. Aiden Matheny absolutely spiked that basketball as he went up for the shot, but there was some contact with the body, and they called the foul. At the line, Yancey will shoot the free throws. He has 12 now as he knocks down the first and makes it a 17-point ball game. He'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. 13 now for Yancey. They've got some shooters on this team. Yancey was quiet until they got into that third quarter. He hit 3 three-pointers in the third quarter. Nice play, Snead on the cut. And a find by Nicholson, and Snead now has 15. Back to a 16-point ball game. Arnhart out front. Cash with the basketball, looks up, gives it to Yancey. Back to Spray. Spray looking inside. Back to Yancey. Bears sitting back in a zone here, but they're extending it way out on the shooters. Arnhart with the basketball out front, fake the shot, drives in the lane, pull-up jumper is good. Cash Arnhart with 16 in the ball game, and we got a timeout. 52-34, Isser County leading Mammoth Spring. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favorites, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favorites, call your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favorites.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. Bears will have the basketball out of the timeout. They trail it by 18, 52-34. Biggest lead has been 19 for the Cougars. With the basketball, Matheny up the floor trying to go to Snead. Snead does get it after it goes off the hands of the Cougars. Over in the corner, Matheny, three-pointer on the way is no good. And the rebound goes off the knee of Spray and out of bounds. And he had the rebound. It just rolled down his leg and off his knee, and Bears get it. Michaels on the inbound. Out to Matheny, around to Nicholson. Three-pointer is on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. Picked up by Spray. Gabe Spray. A little bit of a push-off. Goes up the floor. Three-pointer by Yancey, no good. Rebound by Michaels. He'll give it to Snead. Played a minute and a half, no score here for the, well, actually 2 points in this fourth quarter for the Bears. Nicholson will take care of that as he makes the driving layup, cuts the lead back to 16. Bears will set up the defense. They need lots of stops here. They're down 16. Arnhart will give it to Spray on the left wing, back out to Black, Kaysen Black. He's standing top of the key. Gives it back out to Arnhart. Arnhart with Vandiver on him, drives down the lane, and he's going to be tied up. Matheny had a hold of the basketball, a little chippy, little pushing and shoving there between Arnhart and Matheny. It will be Cougar basketball in the alternating possession. Bears had it to start the quarter. Inbound play here. Spray will trigger the ball in. Looking to come in, still looking. He'll work it in to Yancey. Now to Black. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Gives it to Spray. He's going to fire for three. It's good. You could tell the minute it left his hand, Spray now has 20. And it's a 19-point lead again, matching the biggest of the ball game. The Bears fight to get a little closer, and then it seemed like every time they do, the Cougars hit a big three. Rice Nicholson drives in, gives it off to Braxton Sneed, who missed the shot. Although I think he's going to say that was a pass because it went right to Vandiver, and he laid it up and in for two. Nice play by Gavin Vandiver. Gavin now with 8 points. Inbound to the Cougars. Cougars working around. Spray goes up, puts the shot up, and he's going to draw a foul. 17-point lead now, 55-38 with 4:53 to play in the ball game. Cougars with the lead and at the line now. That last foul on Vandiver was his first. Free throw is up, and it is good by Spray. Spray now has 21 points, leads the Cougars in scoring. Leads a good balanced attack, three players in double figures. 22 now for Spray. Bears will inbound, looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Snead. Braxton now walks the ball up the floor. Gets the screen from Michaels. On the left, or excuse me, right wing. Picks up the dribble. He needs help now. Someone's got to get open. They'll bring it out to Nicholson. Nicholson with the basketball. Waits. Drives to the right. Now back left to Snead. Snead trying to get free. Braxton down the lane. Trying to bounce pass underneath, and it goes off the leg of the Cougars and out of bounds. Bear basketball. 4:22 to play. 57-38, Izzard County with a 19-point lead. Inbound play here. Looking to come in. They'll bring it in. And a steal by Arnhart. Arnhart to the basket. Went up. Looked like he was going to dunk it. And has 18 points now. Didn't quite get over the rim, but was really close. With the basketball, Nicholson. Nicholson had it slapped away, picked up by Vandiver. And now to Matheny. Matheny to Snead. Braxton down the lane. He's going to put up the shot and draw the foul. Braxton, they said, was a foul, was on the floor. So no shot. The foul on Black was his second. Nicholson inbound. They'll bring it in. Snead for three. It's on the way. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Black, and then he lost it out of bounds. Kaysen Black couldn't stay in bounds. Cougars talking to the referee. I think they're upset about some call. I don't know what it was. They lead it by 21, 59-38. Inbound play. They bring it in to Vandiver, out to Matheny. Aiden to the basket, puts it up. Can't get it to go, gets his own rebound. Back up again, no good. Michaels with the rebound. Michaels puts it up again. That won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Spray. Gabe Spray. He'll walk it into the front court. Pass over to Yancey, to Black, Kaysen Black. He eyes the three, takes the three, and makes the three. Kaysen Black now with 8 points after that three-pointer. And it's a 24-point lead, and Coach Cooper is going to send in the subs here. And timeout taken. He calls the timeout. He wants to give these other players a chance to get some playing time here. And Coach McCandless does the same on the other end as he sends his subs in. So we'll finish out the final 3:05 here with subs on the floor. It is a 24-point Izzard County lead. White with the basketball. I say that, Colton Boddy, the only starter on the floor for Mammoth Spring. We're going to bring it in to Gatewood. Gatewood to Rivers, right back to Boddy. Around to Sims. Gavin drives in. Gets it back in the corner. Back out, Rivers for three. That's on the way, and it's good. Josh Rivers with the three-pointer. And the lead's down to 21, 62-41. With a basketball, Cougars. And we'll try to get these names and numbers the best we can. Like I said, Coach McCandless wrote them in for us, and he wrote them really small. And I'm struggling to read his writing. With a basketball, Colton Boddy drives in, puts the shot up, and draws the foul. All right, looks like they have on the floor right now number 24, that is Garrett Dillard. Number 25 is out there, and I'm looking for 25 on the roster. That is Xander McCallis. Number 35. Also out on the floor right now. And looking for 35. That is Tyler Moorhead. Second shot on the way. Colton misses them both. With a basketball. Up the floor, Cougars with it. Number two, that is Noah Mosley. He lost the ball, and the rebound's picked up by Colton Boddy, and he's fouled. Down to 2:08 to play. Bears will bring the ball up the floor. Colton Boddy and Gavin Sims. More substitutions on the floor here for the Cougars. And again, we're trying to get all the names and numbers for all you family and friends out there. Number 10 out on the floor right now. Shot on the way, three-pointer, no good for the Bears. Gatewood couldn't get that one to go, and it goes out of bounds. Number 10 is Wiseman, Caden Wiseman. Number 2 also out there, that is Noah Mosley, along with number 24, Garrett Dillard. Number 35 is Tyler Moorhead. Bears with a basketball. Underneath, Rivers goes up with it, had his shot blocked, and we're headed the other way. Number 11, Burton, that is Porter Burton, with a basketball. The ball's knocked loose and going to go into the backcourt, and we're going to have a backcourt violation on the Cougars. It'll belong to the Bears. 1:30. Left in the ball game. Colton Boddy will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Sets the inbound. They bring it in to Gatewood. He'll put it up at, Davis. Skylar Davis with the two and the foul. So Skylar will go to the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play. Can make it an 18-point ball game again. Davis at the line. Free throw's on the way. It's in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. Rivers had a hand on it, couldn't hang on to it. And the Cougars head the other way. Cougars with the basketball. Got more players. Landon Michaels set to check in here at the next stop and play for the Bears. Cougars with the basketball still. Outside, that is Mosley. He gives it in the corner to Moorhead, back to Mosley. Mosley guarded by Davis out front. They swing it back around, all the way to the basket, kicking it back out. Three-pointers no good, and the rebound by Gatewood. It's off his hands and out of bounds. Richard couldn't hang on to it. With 53 seconds left to play, 19-point ball game. Colton Boddy out as Landon Michaels checks in. Inbound to the Bears here, Josh Rivers. Josh, pass up the floor. It's going to be tipped and knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Inbound to Davis Schuyler with a basketball off to Gatewood. Gatewood trying to get free, looking inside. Back out to Davis, around to Michaels. In the corner to Sims. Sims is going to be fouled by Mosley. That's the fifth foul. That should send Gavin Sims to the free throw line. Gavin a chance to get a couple of points here late in the ball game with 29 seconds left to play. Looks like the Cougars going to make it a clean sweep tonight, winning all four games here at Mammoth Spring High School. But they really had to fight for these two senior games, even though the score doesn't appear to be close. The Bears were right in it for most of that first half, just had a little stretch here late in the first half, early in the second, where they let it get away from them and had a hard time getting back. They've managed to play pretty well even after falling down big. And that's going to be a turnover on the Cougars. It'll go back to the Bears with 19 seconds left to play. It is a 17-point ball game. Skylar Davis will give it to Sims, and Sims across half court on the dribble. Skylar with the basketball out to Gatewood. Gatewood over to Sims. Sims drives in, out to Davis. Three-pointer on the way is good. Skylar Davis with 5 points here in the fourth. And that's your ball game, your final score, 62-48. The Izzard County Cougars have defeated the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in 1 minute to name your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin player of the game. That's in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. It's a final now. Izzard County defeating Mammoth Spring 62-48. Time to name our Arkansas Farm Bureau Seth Godwin player of the game, and it's going to be Braxton Snead. Braxton finished with 17 points to lead the Bears in scoring here tonight. We'll take a look at the scoring real quick for the Izzard County Cougars. They were led by Gabe Spray. He finished with 21 points for the Cougars, 17 for Arnhart, 13 for Yancey. Black had 8, 1 point for Robbins. For the Bears, we talked about it. Snead had 17, 10 points for Caleb Michaels, 8 for Gavin Vandiver, 5 for Skylar Davis off the bench there in the fourth, 3 points apiece for Aiden Matheny and Josh Rivers, and then 2 points apiece for Rice Nicholson and Gavin Sims. Again, the Bears lose to the Cougars. Final score 62-48. We're going to wrap things up. They're starting to turn the lights out on me here. So we'll wrap things up real quick. Want to say thank you to our sponsors for Bears basketball. They include FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Mammoth Springs School District, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Bank of Salem, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare, Monarch Realty and Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs, Solomon Cornelius Broker, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Those are your sponsors for Bears basketball. I'm Mike Robertson for Bears basketball here anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Mammoth Spring Bears basketball is a production of the Ecom Sports Network in cooperation with the Mammoth Spring School District. Bears basketball on K-Country 95.